Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Let's Talk in English. We're looking forward to talking with you today.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is small talk.
Today's title is Questions and Answers. Questions and Answers. So, Peter, what are we talking about today?
That's a good question. And there are good answers, too.
I'm not quite sure what that means, Peter. Well, maybe we should just go to our Read It for a short introduction for our lesson. Peter?
James's friend is a magician. Rob might interview him. But Rob can't find his information. He lost it. James will email it to him again. Tina is going to pick apples at her friend's farm. She'll pick some good ones to keep. Then she'll pick some bad ones to feed to her friend's goats.
Thanks, Peter. So everyone is up to something at the office today.
You can say that again.
Thanks, Peter. So everyone is up to something at the office today.
Pauline, when you use the phrase, you can say that again, it means that I really agree with you.
I know. I was just having fun, just like our friends. So where should we start first, James or Tina?
That's a really good question. I have another name for you. How about we start with Christina?
Oh, right, Christina. Sorry, Christina, I forgot. Let's go to you now to learn those key words.
Hello, James 想要把一个魔术师朋友介绍给 Rob. 他可能会是一个很好的访问对象哦。魔术是 magic, 魔术师则是 magician, 重音在第二音节,念成 magician。James's friend is a magician. James 说 Rob really should interview my friend. 他真的应该要访问我的朋友。采访访问就是 interview. 不过 Rob 好像弄丢了这个魔术师的联络资料。He lost it. 动词 lose 就是遗失丢失。他的过去式是 lost.Tina 说她这个周末要去朋友的农场摘苹果，她打算要摘很多好的苹果留下来自己吃，那坏的可以用来喂羊。动词喂养就是 feed， 它的过去式是 fed， fed。山羊是 goat， she feeds bad apples to the goats， 她用坏掉的苹果喂羊。
Hey, James, did you give your friend's information to Rob?
Yes, I gave it to him this morning.
Maybe he lost it. He doesn't have it now.
I'll email him again. He really should interview my friend.
What does your friend do?
He's a magician. He can make things disappear.
Sweet. Maybe he can make my work disappear.
Okay, so let's start with James and Susie. What's going on today with them?
They are talking about a friend's information.
A friend's information. Usually that means we are talking about things like their name, their address, and maybe their phone number.
Yes, exactly. But maybe you are at the doctor's office. They will ask you for your information.And that means they will want your information like your height, weight, and age.
That's right. We should add that in the United States, we care about our information like this. It is private. So please do not ask someone's health information. We think that is rude.
Yes, when I lived in Asia, people asked for my information all the time. They are trying to be friendly, but for us, it's kind of rude.Well, let's get back to our lesson. Susie asked James a good question. Did you give your friend's information to Rob? And here is Rebecca for more on this grammar point.
Hey,
everyone. I know that today you are going to have a lot of fun.
Why?
Well, you get to learn a grammar point. Did you, verb plus noun, to noun. Okay, let's look at a few examples. Did you give the cookies to the children? You can also say, did you send a letter to your grandmother? Got it? Then friends, don't forget to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. This is a good question to practice, and maybe you can also try answering the question with a friend, too.
Okay, I gave it to him.
You gave what to who? Oh, you are answering the question, Peter. Very good.
No. I gave it to him.
Okay, now I'm confused.
Pauline, I gave it to him. That's today's
calendar phrase.
I gave it to him.
I gave it to him. 是我给他的。
Mr. Jones got a new desk.
I know. I gave it to him.
Mr. Smith got a new laptop.
I know. I gave it to him.
Mr. Johnson got a new office chair.
I know. I gave it to him.
So what will you give me?
More work.
I gave it to him.
I gave it to him. 是我给他的。
That was a fun calendar phrase. So we learned some bad news. Rob doesn't have the information. Maybe he lost it because he doesn't have it now.
When you can't find something, then you have lost it. I hate losing things. It might be gone forever.
Well, this time, it's not a big problem. James says that he'll email him again.
Good, because Rob really should interview his friend.
What makes this friend so special? What is his job, or what does your friend do?
So, he is a magician. A magician plays tricks. They play with cards. Maybe they can guess the card you are thinking of. Or better yet...pull a rabbit out from a hat.
I do like magicians. Well, whatever he can do, Susie is excited. She says, sweet, and Christina has more to say about that.
Oh, really? Sweet.
James 说他的魔术师朋友可以把东西变不见。Susie 回答说 sweet, 或许他可以把我的工作变不见。Susie 在这里说的 sweet 到底是什么意思呢？首先，形容词 sweet 是说东西很甜，比如 This milk tea is too sweet. 这个奶茶太甜了。Sweet 也可以用来讲一个人性格很体贴、善良、好心。例如 That's very sweet of you. 你真好心。也可以说 It's sweet of him to help us out. 他帮我们忙，他人真好。今天 Susie 说的 sweet 比较像俚语，遇到某件事让你很开心、很满意，也可以用 sweet， 它就是很棒的意思。所以你也会听到有人说 they did a sweet job， 他们做得很棒。
Thanks, Christina. So this is a word you'd only say with friends. I don't think that you would say this to your teacher or your boss or something.
Well, Susie makes a joke at the end here. She says, maybe he can make my work disappear. Well, anyway, our time really has disappeared, and now it's time for a short break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English.
So, where do you see magicians, Peter?
That's a good question. I have gone to birthday parties and someone will hire a magician to entertain their guests. I will also often see them on the streets downtown. They are performing for crowds.
I've also seen magicians on TV. I think magicians are amazing. Well, friends, let's continue with our lesson today. Here's conversation B.
Are you doing anything fun this weekend, Tina?
Yes, I'm going to pick apples at my friend's farm.
That sounds like fun. Will you pick a lot?
Yes, I love to cook with apples.
I love to eat apples.
I'll pick some good ones for me, and I'll pick some bad ones to feed to my friend's goats.
Now we get to find out what's going on with our other friends, Alex and Tina. We would say this is a very open question at the beginning of this conversation.
Right, you're talking about the question, are you doing anything fun this weekend? With this question, you can put the name at the beginning or the end of the question.
Remember, today and yesterday is all about our friends doing different things, and they are asking questions to each other and answering them.
Yes, we have seen our friends ask a lot of different questions, and they've also given a lot of different answers, too.
This first question here is a simple one. Are you doing something? The answer to this question, like, is either going to be yes or no.
And yes, Tina is doing something this weekend. She is picking apples at her friend's farm. I think that Christina has more to say on this.
Tina 这个周末要去朋友的农场去采苹果。她说 I'm going to pick apples at my friend's farm. 动词 pick 在这里是采或是摘的意思。这个字有好几种不同的用法，都很有意思，又很实用哦。第一，采。Let's go pick strawberries tomorrow. 我们明天去采草莓。第二，可以当挑选的意思用。I can pick some books for you. 我可以挑一些书给你。第三，是指挖这个动作。Don't pick your nose. 别挖你的鼻孔。如果说 pick your teeth,指的就是饭后剔牙的这个动作。这个字用途还蛮广的吧。
Thanks, Christina. When I was a kid, my grandparents would take me to pick blueberries. It was a lot of fun, but by the end, your fingers and your mouth was blue.
We use the word pick when we have many things here and you decide on one.I picked a snack from the refrigerator.
This farm sounds like a lot of fun. Will she pick a lot of apples? Maybe I can ask her to pick me some too.
This is a good question to look at. Will she do something? This is something in the future. So we start the question with the word will.
Will you take a vacation this winter?
I don't have plans yet, but yes, I will. Will you take a vacation this winter, Peter?
Yes, I will. And I also have plans already. So I can say I am going to take a vacation this winter. I am going to. I will. Both of these are talking about the future.
But when you know what is going to happen or you have plans...Then you use going to instead of will. But both can work.
So yes, she will pick a lot of apples. She cooks them. That's great. I love apple pie.
There are more than apples at this farm. What animal is at the farm, Peter?
There are goats at this farm. Let's look at what she says. She says, I'll pick some good ones for me, and I'll pick some bad ones.To feed to my friend's goats.
Right, so she can pick good apples to eat and take the bad ones to feed the goats. They can eat anything.
That's right. Well, friends, now we're out of time, so let's look at those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Magician. Magician. The magician made the horse disappear.
Interview. Interview. Rob interviews James's friend.
Lose. Lose. Ed lost his keys. He can't find them.
Feed. Feed. Please feed the dog. It's hungry.
Goat. Goat. There are 100 goats at that farm. Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. Now let's review our conversations one more time.
Hey, James, did you give your friend's information to Rob?
Yes, I gave it to him this morning.
Maybe he lost it. He doesn't have it now.
I'll email him again. He really should interview my friend.
What does your friend do?
He's a magician. He can make things disappear.
Sweet. Maybe he can make my work disappear.
Are you doing anything fun this weekend, Tina?
Yes, I'm going to pick apples at my friend's farm.
That sounds like fun. Will you pick a lot?
Yes, I love to cook with apples.
I love to eat apples.
I'll pick some good ones for me, and I'll pick some bad ones to feed to my friend's goats. Well, friends, there are many ways to ask questions in English, and there's different types of questions we can ask. Let's review some of those kinds of questions together now.
All right. Well, we have yes-no questions. These are very simple ones. All you do is ask the question, and the answer is the same, but you put yes or no in front of it, such as, are you happy? Yes, I am happy.
Or can you sing? Yes, I can sing.
Well, look behind us. We have a lot of questions. What are the two letters they begin with?
Oh, they start with a W and an H. We call these WH questions, and these are not yes-no questions. You need to answer with more information than just yes or no.
Yes, these can be difficult, but let's just look at these words together. Who, what, when, where, why, and this one's special, doesn't have a W, sorry, but who, or how, sorry, how.
How, who does have a WH? Let's see, who are you?
Oh, that's very good, I'm Peter. And what is that? Oh, friends, I think I see Jungle Chit Chat on the way. We're out of time, so I hope you enjoyed this chit chat. Let's see what James and Ginger are up to.
Watch carefully.
Ooh, what are you doing, James?
I am going to make this scarf disappear.
What? Where did you learn to make something disappear?
A magician taught me.
Ooh, and now you can make that scarf disappear?
Yes, I put the scarf in the back. Say the magic word, abracadabra.
Abracadabra?
Yes, abracadabra. And look, the scarf is gone.
Oh, no, it's in the bag, right?
No, it's not. It disappeared.
Oh, you did it! Hey, I'm going to make this banana disappear.
Really? How are you going to do that?
I'm going to eat it. Watch carefully. Here I go.
can make a difference here at school. He can make a difference, man, that's cool. Making a difference. Making a difference. Making a difference. Making a difference. Showing God's love to someone every day.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Yes, the friends at the office are doing many things, and this was a good opportunity to practice our questions. But I'm kind of curious about this apple farm. Pauline, have you ever been to a farm like this where you can just have fun, enjoy the farm?
Actually, I have been to apple farms before. They're kind of common in northern United States in the fall. A lot of people like to go and pick apples and have homemade apple cider. That's like a type of apple juice made right there on the farm. I love that.
Ooh, wow. I've been to farms where they have many different kinds of animals. You can pet them or you can ride them like the horses. Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.